more to write these words than I have for any other service here. I have very little reference for what Unitarian Universalism is apart from my experience at South Church. I've only attended two services at any other congregations. I still have trouble using words like congregation, originally filed in the religion do not enter part of my brain, in Northern Virginia. Also, and please don't take this as a slight against our community, I feel like I've fully departed from the novel honeymoon phase of experiencing South Church. I've gone from seeing the church as a unit, a single entity in my mind, to seeing the parts. The thing about parts is they never fit seamlessly together. There's always something to adjust. I think my struggle to find today's words is both due to the occasion, wanting to find the right tone as we start this chapter in our South Church story, and the topic, Unitarian Universalism and me. The thing is, I don't really even know what Unitarian Universalism means. Well, I know up here, to some degree, Unitarian defined as, well, oneness-ism, and universalism, allness-ism. Honestly, I think of it as the three musketeers of religion, all for one and one for all. And I know what Unitarian Universalism means to me in here, to some degree. It means a home in a world where I felt homeless, a place when I can wander and not be lost. But those are counter meanings, meanings only in that they are an absence of something else. Maybe someday I will find an affirmative meaning, or maybe the search for this is what makes my Unitarian Universalism in the first place. Today, in the end, I think this is where I am. I'm grateful I did a bit of research on all for one and one for all to find it also associated with united we stand, divided we fall. And this is the beauty I feel I have come to find in Unitarian Universalism and in South Church. We are not perfect. I know I'm not. But we are all playing our parts, even when they don't all fit seamlessly together. What I mean to say is, while the honeymoon phase of my finding a spiritual home may have come to an end, I know better is yet to come. I'm excited, too, for us all to put in the work to find the deeper, harder love that unites us all. Good morning.